In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the story of the Lord sending the apostles and the disciples to witness to Him. And what we noticed is one of the commandments that the Lord gave to them is, and greet no one along the road. So this was something that we have to think about it. Why did He say this? Greet no one along the road. وَلَا تُسَلِّمُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ فِي الطَّرِيقِ. This message actually is about to stay focused. You are sent for something, and you should not be distracted by any other thing, even an apparently benign thing like greeting one another. Everything in the world that we live in now is competing for our attention. You can notice this, how much the people invent in the commercials in order to make this appealing to you. And they spend millions in order to grab your attention even for a minute or half a minute, and the people pay millions in this. So our focus and our attention we should be looking at with care, because it is not easy to stay focused in what we came here to do. Then the question is how we should be focusing, how we should always stay focused in the mission that God asked us to do here while we are in our sojourn on earth. The first thing that we have to remember is that we have to avoid to look back. You remember when the wife of Lot looked backward to Sodom when she came out from the city, she turned immediately into a pillar of salt, as if God wanted to give us an example for you should be wise and prudent not to look backward. A lot of the distraction in our life sometimes come from the memories, come from things that when we started to walk with God, we said we have to quit this. We are not going to do this again. All of these relationships and habits and all of these things that we used to practice before, it has no place in our new life. But unfortunately, these memories and remembrance of sin, which we say about it entail death, comes and knock over our minds over and over and over and over. Remember, the Lord said to us in the Gospel of St. Luke, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. It is how dangerous it is when we got distracted because we are busy looking backward. If you are in your sojourn, if you are looking forward, looking backward will only lead to your distraction. Imagine, as we said before, our journey here on earth is like a bird traveling and fleeing from the cold in the north to the warm in the south. This bird, actually, you don't see a bird flying while looking backward, because if he would do this, he will fall and die. So to stay focused, you have always to resist all of the memories of sins that was in your past. The second thing that we can do in order to stay focused is that we have always to review priorities and goals. We have always to update our priorities and goals. The goals are the same. We know that we are here to worship God, to glorify His name. We are here in a test time. We are here to be in His likeness and to witness to Him. This is our goals. We have nothing else but these. But sometimes some other priorities and goals sneak and go into our priority list. Then the Lord here reminds all of us when He said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Up to this, if I put even the closest relations in my life before the Lord, I would lose him immediately. I would not be worthy of him. We have always to remember why we are here. We have always to know that our goals are clear. Again, let us review these. We are here to glorify His name, to worship Him. We are here in a test to qualify to the kingdom. We are here to reflect His image, and we become light to the world that we are brought to live among. So in order to stay focused, we have always to remind ourselves with the goals and priorities. We have no other goals that should be in our life. The third thing that we should be doing in order to help ourselves stay focused is that we have to review our gains or losses in view of the goal set. What is the meaning of this? In our daily life, we have things we consider it gain. Like, for example, we say that when I move to this job, maybe this is a gain. Maybe when I lost something, money or something, I say it loss. Maybe moving from Egypt to United States, sometimes people call it gain. Actually, I'm not questioning here how we judge things. But what I should be calling gain, it should be something that makes me closer to my goals. For example, if I am called to serve maybe anything in the church, and this service makes me to struggle with the people and maybe to divide the community, then here this service is not a gain, unfortunately. Everything should be reviewed in terms of, is what I am doing now making me closer to my goal, makes my closer my goals to be at hand better before when I started this? Look, here, St. Paul instructing us. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. It's words from somebody who is very focused. Whatever I'm going to lose, it doesn't matter. I am focused on gaining this true gain, knowing Christ. Imagine St. Paul and what he endured. All the losses that he had to endure in his life, it was counted in his eyes as rubbish. Because of what? Because he was focused to the knowledge of Christ. I want to know him. Nothing else would be as worthy. And also, in order to be able to stay focused, we have to set aside quiet time. Maybe this is the most difficult thing to do. In a very busy world like the one we live in, it's very hard for anyone really to flee for some time and set aside quiet time. Look here, how important is this quiet time to all of us. The Lord in the book of Isaiah is saying, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. It is not luxury. It is not only for the clergy. It is not only for the monks in the desert that they try to spare time where they sit quiet to review what they are doing in their life. It is for all of us. It is for all of us to regain again our focus, to know what we are doing, what I am now attached to. Is this leading me to the kingdom or not? Am I closer to my goals or not? There is no way I can do this unless I can spare few minutes every day or every week that I set aside with maybe a good book and I read and then I just meditate on where I am from my goals. And also to be able to stay focused, we have to avoid the attachments. And what is the meaning of this? We are all attached to many things around us, our families, our parents, our work, our neighbors, all of the things that come to from day to day. Yes, we are requested to live among all of these, but living and dealing with all of these is something, and becoming attached is something else. The best example is our father Abraham. In the way he dealt with his family and his land and also his son, he was living in his land among his people, but when God requested him to come out and leave everything behind him, it was not something even like to dispute with God or argue with him. He immediately carried on and he went out from his house, from his people and from his country. And in another test, to test his attachment to the world, God requested him to give his son as a sacrifice. How difficult is this for a father in his age, only has this son that he waited for him 100 years. But because he was a man who was not attached to anybody or anything except to God, it was for him also something that he carried on bravely, without looking backward, without disputing with God. Avoid the attachment. We are to love our maybe family so much. We are there to serve them. We love our people, our neighbors, the people around us, the assembly in the church. But loving the people, serving them is something, and the attachment to them is something else. Attachment here means that I put them in my relationship with God before Him. This is very serious. We should not be tempted by this. The last point that can help us to stay focused is that we have to be aware when intending to start a spiritual work. It is very common that most of the fights, maybe in the family, between the family members, happen usually on Saturday night or Sunday morning. Why? It's a time before we come to the church. It's very much understood. In order that we stay focused, we have to be very much careful with this. We find always that every time you start to stand in prayer, most of the tiredness happens in this particular moment. The best show in the TV comes when you set the time to read the Bible. It is always like this. Satan, he knew that you want to start something good. And then what he should be doing, he fight and compete for your attention, to lose focus. How many times a lot of people, while in their coming to the church because of a family fight, just turned it and went back home. We should not be deceived by his temptation to distract us. Know that your focus is something very valuable, and Satan is trying all his time to take it from you. Sometime also, he tries to tempt us and distract us from, like, keeping the peace in the family. And because of small things, we dispute and we fight. And then, because we are not focused, we lose peace on the expense of, I want to prove a point or say something to my wife, she has to listen, and all of these things. Be focused and don't be deceived, and be aware when you are intending to start something which is spiritual. So the message of the gospel of this blessed Sunday for all of us: stay focused, greet no one along the road. In order to help ourselves, we may try to remember these things. Avoid looking back, review priorities and goals, review your gains or losses in view of the goal set, set aside quiet time, avoid attachments, be aware when intending to start a spiritual work. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.